Hello, everyone, and welcome to My Wife, She Loves That Reprise Cast, a podcast where we're just tying up all the loose ends. I'm Ashley. I'm joined, as always, by your friend and mine, Molly.
Hey, hi, it's me, Molly. Got Luke with us.
Let's fucking go. We're back, baby. Dips for 1 week, but now we are back in the Columbo Zone.
We're back in the Columbo Zone.
This episode fucking rocks.
It was okay.
It's so fucking good.
That was pretty good. I don't know.
Ah! I think after last week, and now this, I feel like, confirms it, I'm starting to realize what you want out of this show is, like, a fun mystery, and I just want character actors character acting at each other. We both like both things.
Yeah.
But I think we have different, like, priorities.
I'm just like, yeah, he shot that lady. It's pretty, like, the part... There's some pretty good clues in here, don't get me wrong. There's some good shit. I just wasn't like, wow.
Right, where I'm wow just because William Shatner and Columbo are just bashing against each other the whole episode, and it rules.
I do feel like loading up, changing from season 5 to season 6 and seeing 113 on all the episodes after last week.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh yeah, that's a thing of beauty.
Lower runtime, definitely a plus.
Definitely, yeah, definitely a good thing. Can you imagine if we had like 20 more minutes of William Shatner in this episode? Please.
I mean, I'd lap it up like a dog, but you know. I think I might just be in the tank for William Shatner, I'm realizing.
It kind of seems like it.
I didn't really notice about myself, but now that I think about it, I think I just really enjoy watching William Shatner do his thing.
Have you watched the original Star Trek?
I have seen like a couple episodes of it.
You should watch more, because he's in them.
The main other thing I can think of off the top of my head that I've seen him in is that episode of Twilight Zone, where he's, like, stranded in a town with, like, the little fortune teller machine.
Wasn't he also the one with the gremlin on the wing?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
There's a gremlin on the wing. The most recent thing I've watched with him was, extremely early movie for him, and then and him acting way more seriously, so it may not be your cup of tea.
Sure.
Luke, what'd you do this week?
What'd I do this week? Let me think. Been playing a lot more Dragon's Dogma. Game still rocks. I don't know if I have any new thoughts about it, but it continues to be good.
Just more stories of like monsters coming.
Go ahead, Ashley.
Just more stories of monsters coming in and fucking you up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm fucking them up more often than not. Yeah. Mystic Spearhand really does what it says on the label. Like, you want to kill a dragon,
you're gonna fucking kill a dragon with that class. Yeah. There's just a button that says you don't take damage for the next 5 seconds.
There's that, and then there's also when the dragon, like, falls down and exposes its weak point, you just simply press the triangle button and it loses a whole health bar.
Yeah, the warriors are good at that, too.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But yes, you do press the triangle button, and they explode.
Yeah, I've nearly gotten that one maxed out, so I'm probably going to move on. I just unlocked Trickster, which sounds like maybe not what I'm looking for, but I'll try it.
I unlocked it, but I never used it.
It's like all about like summoning ghosts to fight for you?
Yeah. Unclear. Yeah. Every time somebody's like, oh, but you could summon guys to fight for you, I'm like, fuck you, I want to fight.
Then again, it really depends on how much it's going to feel like I'm a stand user when I've got that vocation, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it almost never is, but I hear you.
That's the thing. I should play, I gotta play DMC5, because isn't there a guy in there who's basically, like, that?
I don't know, but I hear that game's good, so.
Yeah, I hear that game's good. So having a lot of fun with Dragon's Dogma.
I know he's got like animals that he uses.
Right, he's got like a spell book that he summons stuff with, I thought, and that you kind of like fight like indirectly with the animals, but it's not just like you're summoning them and like letting them do their thing. You're still like commanding them. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I have not looked into it that much because I played the demo. I'm like, I don't think this game's for me.
Right. Bayonetta 3 kind of had that, but like. It's like it overdid like the kaiju thing of it, and that was kind of not what I was looking for.
Yeah,
but it does have you're controlling the two characters at once to like do combos and stuff. That was neat. Anyway, enjoying Dragon's Dogma quite a bit. I did. So I got. I'm at the point. Well, I'm a little past it now, but I got to the point where you're supposed to get to the other country, Molly.
Yeah, Yeah.
And I go to the border checkpoint town, and I'm not playing a beast person, so they're like, well, you can't get in here. I assume if you are, you just get to walk right through.
Yeah, I just walked right in. They were like, we're not sure about you. I was like, yeah, but I have the right, so bye.
Yeah, yeah. So I got there, and I was like, they've established I need to do something sneaky here, and I'm not really sure what it is. I found the scrap shop, which will dupe items. I'll tell you what, I should have him dupe my passport for me so that in case I go in and fuck it up and, like, they confiscate it, I've got a backup handy. Because, you know, that's a little mean, but it's not so mean that I put it past this game to do.
Yeah.
Just take your passport away. And that takes, like, several days to do. And as I'm exiting out of that menu, I notice that he sells a rubber beastkin mask. Like, yes, oh, I see, I was just supposed to buy that and equip it, and then I could have walked right through, okay. well, I have several days to kill now. What do I do? I'll go check out this canyon. Oh, you know what? There's a whole cave here that leads straight into Batal that's not guarded at all. I'll just go this way. Boy.
I'm sure that there will be nothing in here that will, you know, serve as guards.
Big security flaw to have this, like, open passage into Batal right next to the border crossing.
Yeah,
what are they
like
doing
you
over
do
here?
Shouldn't do that, guys.
Oh, I mean, there's, like, a Cyclops, big deal. Oh, there's another Cyclops with armor. Oh, okay, that took a little work, but whatever. Okay, there's a Chimera. That's getting to be a problem. Oh, while I'm fighting the Chimera, a Minotaur also attacked me. Okay, okay, well... that, nearly dead, but I made it through to the other side. I'm in Batal now at the top of a very tall cliff. I'm gonna have to slowly climb down... Those harpies do keep wanting to throw me off of this cliff while I'm working my way down it, though. Oh, good, they're dead because a griffin killed them. Wait a second, uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Hold on now.
Okay, made it to the bottom of the cliff. Where am I going? I am on the opposite end of the country from where I'm supposed to be. Cool. And, like, there's no roads around here. I'm in the wildlands.
Yup.
So, you know, it all worked out in the end.
Well, you know. Yeah, it is like that. I know exactly the fucking can you're talking about.
Yeah. I killed a dragon, so feel pretty good
Hell
about
yeah.
that. Yeah, killed my first dragon. I did, like, I fought one, and, like, I was not in a good state. I was like, I think if I came at you fresh, I could do this, but I'm not fresh right now. I have no items. I'm at, like, half health. Yeah. I gotta run, but next time, I fucking got your ass, man. And I made it back to town, went to sleep, woke up, I'm just walking around doing, like, errands in the morning, and just round a corner and there's just a dragon sitting in the middle of town.
Yeah.
I hey, heard bud. You were talking shit. Okay,
yeah,
I guess I'm fighting you
occasion.
Here. Yeah. I scared him off, which, you know.
Yeah.
And then I managed to catch up to him and kill him later, but yeah. Felt good. Good video game.
Well, they left it in my game. I was like, fuck you. Get back here.
Yeah.
We're not
done. Exactly. Right? Yeah. What are you talking about? A griffin tried to fly away from me, and I grabbed onto it and just...
Hell yeah.
I got a trophy for, like, riding the griffin. Now, unfortunately, it did just shake me off into the ocean eventually, but...
Oh, well. Not ideal.
Yeah. I, like, was running out of stamina, and I'm like, there's land below. I can jump down. I landed at the very top of, like, a spire that did not have enough, like, space to stand on, and just slid right down it into the ocean.
Ripperoni.
Yeah. But, yeah, enjoying that quite a bit. I watched The Prestige with Chelsea. I've seen that movie before, but I was showing it to her.
Uh-huh.
And we got to the end of it, and she was just like, I didn't like that. That was just a bunch of... terrible people hurting each other for, like, and, like, just everyone ends sad and hurt, and I'm like, and you didn't like that. That's not a good movie to hear.
Interesting.
We have such different tastes.
Understandable. I get it.
Yeah, no, I get it intellectually, but emotionally, I'm like, no, I just want to see Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale fuck each other up for no good reason.
Because they fucking hate each other.
Right. I think that's about it for me.
All right, Ashley, what have you been doing?
I watched the movie Perfect Blue.
I also watched that, but I was gonna let you bring it up first.
Yeah. That's another movie where I'm like, I had a good time with it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so many reviews are like, oh, like, I'm drained.
Right. A lot of rough shit happens in that movie.
Yeah. A lot more stabbing than I thought there was going to be. A
lot of stabbing.
That guy, the photographer, that guy gets stabbed.
That guy gets it good.
In several areas.
Uh-huh.
But no, I really liked it. Yes, it's wild to have that be your first movie.
That's true. Yeah, that's like, a hell of a first try.
You and me talked about it. I liked it a lot more, I think, or at least a little bit more than you did.
I really loved it, and then the ending kind of like, I was like, wish it ended stronger, but like everything up to that was so good that like I'm willing to forgive it a bit.
Yeah, I also am always of, like, the whole movie's based around, is this real, is this not?
Right.
Are going to have such difficulty sticking that landing.
Right.
That I'm like, that was a better one of those.
Sure.
I think the movie does a really good job at making you feel like you are... like, on the edge of, like and, like, putting you in her mindset of, like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Like, wait, was that did that happen yesterday? Was that in a movie? Or, like, what is...
Yeah. The bit where she is doing, like, she's in, like, the psychiatry ward, and they're talking about, like, oh, she thinks she's an actress playing a part. And then, like, the tape rewinds and it changes to, like, the actual, like, oh, she actually thinks she's blah, 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 whatever her character is in the TV show.
Yeah.
That's, like, ooh, primo shit.
Yeah, it's, yeah, so that, all that stuff's great. The editing is really fantastic, and it has some obviously iconic images.
Yeah, I hate to be having, like... a fundamental break with reality while also having to play a character having a fundamental break with reality.
Yes.
That sucks for me.
Yeah, not a good time for...
No. the other really good part I love is when she's just, like... she's up at, like, 4 a.m. reading the fucking blog about how she went to, like, the mall that day, and she's like, I guess I went to the mall today. I don't even remember.
Yeah,
but the blog says I did. The blog that I didn't write, then I guess I must have.
But knows all about me.
Right.
Yeah. It's really funny to hear someone be like, oh, what's a link?
Yeah, right. Having to have the computer explained to them.
Yes. And like what the internet is.
Yeah.
And then immediately the internet ruins her life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they talked about it, and it's part of the reason why we both watched it is on Blank Check, and
right.
I liked their description that she's more famous than successful.
Yeah.
Where it's like, she's just famous enough for it to be a problem.
Yes, like she's getting all of the bad parts and kind of none of the good parts.
Yes. But... yeah, I think that's a good movie.
Yeah, I recommend, if as long as you're okay watching some real fucked up stuff happen.
Yeah, the main fucked up scene, which, you know, could be like 5 different things, but the scene that kind of triggers all of it.
Yeah, the thing that kind of like marks the descent.
Yes.
Is the big long rape scene.
Yes.
Which it's like not a real rape scene. They're filming it for the TV show. It is the longest rape scene anyone has ever filmed for TV.
Yeah,
what is this fucking TV show they're making?
Yeah, hearing like from Satoshi Kon that like I regretted that seeing it.
Right. Yeah. Once he actually saw it, he was, oh, I overdid. I kind of put too much stink on this fastball.
Yeah, but I do like the. Really awkward moments in between them filming, but it's like, you gotta stay in...
Right, they have to hold position while they move the cameras to get a different, like, cut. Yeah.
And the guy's just like, I'm so fucking sorry.
Right.
But yeah, I think that, again, good time.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it quite a bit. I have never seen a Satoshi Kon movie until this, so I'm excited to check out the other ones.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be as sad as everybody else is that he died so early.
But the thing that has been spending a lot of my my mental energy on is the Drake Kendrick feud.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you've been keeping up with that, Luke.
I've seen the broad strokes. I've seen that he's just fucking bodying him.
Yes. You know, there are many criticisms of just how much women are, you know, being on the... how much women are being collateral damage in this feud.
Oh, sure, sure.
Which, you know, there have been, even before all this, there have been essays written about how the different misogyny of Drake and Kendrick.
Sure.
But also, I really do believe Drake did not know how much that man hates him.
Right.
I think he thought that he's like, oh, he just thinks I'm corny.
Right.
But no, it is. It is a deep hatred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, just like hearing like Molly be like, he dropped another one, and I'm like, oh yeah, he did it earlier. And she's like, no, you don't understand. He dropped another one. And just like, oh yeah. Shit. And that was the one where he called Drake a pedophile.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you have, like, one of the most popular beat makers just making a beat to make fun of Drake and, like, random 17-year-olds with, like, 200 followers.
Yeah.
Popping off on it. It's... a lot has been going on. And it's... it, you know, these are millionaires getting mad at each other, but sometimes you just want to look and just... chew your popcorn and just be like, ooh, you get in his ass.
Right, right.
Molly.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I watched the film Inception.
Hell yeah.
Which I hadn't seen before.
Pretty fun little film.
It was pretty fun. Leonardo DiCaprio's character is maybe the most pathetic creature to ever walk the earth.
In what way? Go on.
Bro, guys will make a dream within a dream within a dream instead of going to therapy.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Well, yeah. Molly, like, how can he go to therapy? Time. He's being chased by international thugs.
I can't go to... like, they're not chasing him that much outside of the U.S., apparently.
You know, they chase him in that one, wherever he goes to get the chemist.
Yeah, sure, man.
Yeah.
Sure. Seems like he could have just gone to Buenos Aires like he said he was going to.
Right.
Maybe got some therapy. I don't know.
But Molly, he needs to see his kids. That's the only therapy he needs.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. why does Michael Caine talk to him? I mean, like, on one hand, I know. But on the other right. hand, why does he talk to him? That was his daughter.
I get the impression that they were, like, all three of them were just super close. Like, it was like... DiCaprio's basically his son, even though he's just his son-in-law.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, he knows that it was an accident.
Yeah.
But also, yes, just, he did, you know. He did very much murder his daughter.
Yeah, you... maybe he doesn't know that part, but...
Right.
Because at the beginning of the movie, it's like, yes, he clearly planted an idea in her head, and, you know, the easiest right. guess is, like, you know, fall in love with me or whatever, right? And
right, then right.
By the end, I was like, oh, you're even stupider than that. I see. Right. Okay, well.
Yeah, you really should have thought that went through, man. Why
what
would
the
you
fuck
stop
did you
being
think was
going to
happen,
when,
my guy?
Yeah, come on.
Are you fucking stupid? He is fucking stupid. I mean,
he's
yes,
pretty fucking
clearly.
Stupid. I mean, everyone around him is constantly like, listen, he's the best at what he does. He's also a fucking idiot. And you
he's
need to be careful around
him. He's also a fucking idiot
him.
And he's going to get you killed.
Right.
And he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty fun movie, though.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
I don't know why. It's something that kind of makes me laugh when it shouldn't, but his delivery when Mal kills herself, of him being like, oh God, no!
Oh yeah.
Jesus Christ!
It's like too real. It's like, yeah, you might, that's probably what it would sound like in real life when you're not trying to sound like a cool movie character.
But like, that works in like some areas, and
right,
like,
right,
not in Inception.
Yeah. Inception's like the slickest movie ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Chris afterwards, but the best dumbest line of that is still, I bought the airline. I thought it would be cleaner.
Right.
That shit kicks ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone talking about this Ken Watanabe guy? Anyone talking about this?
He seems like he kicks ass. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fun movie.
Remember when he was in Pokemon?
Yeah, he's got like two scenes in Detective Pikachu and he fucking rules.
Yeah.
He's got a snubble.
I was like, ooh, Tom Hardy's in this movie, and then he wasn't really. And I was like, oh. No,
he's not in it very much, yeah.
And I was a little sad about that.
Like, his character's role is that he just turns into other actors.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah. I respect that. I appreciate that.
Right.
But I was like, damn, this movie could have used Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was pretty good. I don't know if I would, like, sit down and watch it again.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. And then I played Balatro.
Yeah. You've been playing a lot of Balatro.
Y'all hear about that shit?
You've been playing a Latro of Balatro.
I have been playing a lot of Balatro. It's true. I beat Black Stake.
Yeah.
And that's been fun. I'm not like trying to do anything right now.
Right.
I'm just kind of like, because I'm still unlocking new decks and stuff. So I just keep switching over to the new one when I unlock a new one.
I'd like to get to the point where I can beat Anti-16, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got to Anti... which one is the one that's like 600 million?
I don't remember exactly. 12 is the highest I've gotten, and I lost in the small blind.
I think it was in 12 that I... Hang on. What's the last Anti-achievement I got? I think
like
it was
every
the 11.
Anti past 8, it's like, all right, motherfucker, you're supposed to be finished, so if you're going to keep playing, we're not going to make it easy for you.
I thought that there was an achievement for getting, for beating those, stakes, but, or not the stakes, but the antis, but I guess they're not actual achievements, they're just in-game.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think I have beaten Anti 11, and I think 12 is the one.
Yeah.
That I'm stuck on. I had a run going where if I had gotten the Joker that gives you, like, plus base multiplier based on how much your other Jokers cost.
Right.
I would have gone to the fucking moon. But,
yeah.
Alas, I did not find that guy. Luke, my secret, but the thing I think now is that the Hanging Chad Joker.
Yeah.
That re-triggers your first card twice.
Yeah.
I think it's broken.
With the right cards, it can be pretty fucking
powerful.
It goes
crazy. Yeah. Anyway, I like that deck that gives you a double tag every time you beat a boss.
Oh, yeah.
That one's fun. That's a good time. You get spoiled for choice.
Totally.
But yeah, I've been playing Balatro, and I have been I'm watching one film.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Northern Lion best of videos that just play in the background of my life right now.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a lot of hours of that.
Yeah. That's true.
So, Columbo.
This is episode season 6, episode 1, Fade into Murder. And stars, as we've talked about, William Shatner.
William Shatner. Just William Shatner ended up.
He is I posted. He's Shatnering. He's gone. He's doing the Shatner thing.
I believe he is incapable of Shatnering. Of not Shatnering.
Of not Shatnering. Yeah. He came to play.
Where he is playing a actor who plays a detective.
Right, he plays a shittier version of Columbo.
Yeah, who's yes. also, like, rich.
Yeah,
Well,
I think the detective is rich.
Oh, the detective is rich?
Detective Lucerne.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He himself is not rich because of all the silver bonds he's buying.
Yes, right. Due to the silver bonds.
I hate it when I'm being blackmailed to buy silver bonds.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it opens up and it's, like, trying to do a thing where it looks like this is something that's actually happening, but then you see, like, all the camera crew and the butler with a gun is like, I'll pill you.
Who's played by the fucking killer from the last episode, and he sucks just as much on Detective Lucerne as he did on Columbo.
Wait, which guy?
The guy who comes out with the gun. He's the killer from the shitty episode last week.
Oh, you're right. With the big mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looked like a different... Okay, I was wondering where... I'm like, where do I know this guy from? It was last episode.
It was last episode.
Turns out.
Not 1 week ago.
And then William Shatner's like, fire that guy.
Fire that fucking idiot.
Yeah, me
too,
man.
I don't
want to
see him ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically, you know, William Shatner, Ward, is, one of the highest paid actors of the studio, but... The studio exec who used to date him doesn't have a problem with this because she's just getting all of that money.
Right, she gets half of all of his money, so the fact that he's fighting for a ludicrous raise, she should be fighting him on it, but instead she's like, no, give it to him, because it's really a raise for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secretly.
Right.
Yeah. And this is all filmed on the Universal backlot, which I know because of something that happens later.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he's pretty... He, like, at one point, just straight up goes, like, you know, if I were to murder you, I'd be sympathetic.
Right, I'd be the sympathetic kind of killer.
Like that one we did last season.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, but you'll never do it, coward.
Right. What quote from Man Stabbed, what are you going to do, stab me?
Yeah. So he goes in, steals some clothes, and steals a gun.
Yeah, he gets like a gun from the prop department, a bunch of clothes from the wardrobe department, which I'm already like, the most traceable places. Okay, cool. And I guess to be fair, he's going more for a frame job than just a clean getaway, but...
Yes. But he has a friend come over, his gopher. They're going to watch the game, and William Shatner starts preparing a drink, and the guy's like, hey, man, I've been on the wagon. And he's like, hey, it won't hurt ya.
Right.
Which is, I'm pretty sure, not how being on the wagon works.
Yeah.
Again, maybe
but, you know,
this
it's
is
the 70s. Everybody's always drunk, so they're confused by people that are trying to go sober.
Yeah. But he drugs him so he falls asleep in the middle of this baseball game so he can start his high-tech alibi.
Yeah.
Which is that he records the game on a VHS.
Right.
This alibi is crazy to me. This is...
In what way?
This is... I mean, like, it works because it's a TV show.
Yeah.
But for this to be your plan is insane.
Sure. No, okay, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm going to make a bet with you so you remember which guy was at bat, okay?
Right.
At the baseball game? Okay, now drink your alcohol and, okay, he's passed out. I'm going to leave him here for about 6 hours. While I go do a murder, I'm going to come back. I'm going to rewind the clock and the tape so that when I nudge this guy awake after being drugged, he'll be like, oh, yeah, I only fell asleep for 2 seconds. Which, like, okay, I guess. And then,
right.
But thankfully, before he can realize that I have fucked up every clock in this apartment,
Yes.
Like, because at this point, he should be going, oh, I don't feel good, I'm going to go home.
Right.
He yeah. will instead be guided into a different room where he can change his watch again.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, as soon as he goes home, you're done. But no, he gets him to stay the night.
Gets him to stay the night and then changes his fucking watch. Ridiculous.
A high quotient of rich man slumber parties in this episode. Because that's also the other dude's alibi. Like, no, I was playing chess with my friend until 5 in the morning. So I slept over at his house. You know, Mom said I could.
Until it's not.
Right, yeah, that turns out that's a lie. Yeah, but
actually, he's like, I'm fucking my secretary.
Yeah, you know, sorry, I couldn't tell you about fucking my secretary. And he's like, I don't care. So.
And so, but she's at this, like, local deli.
Tony!
Get her sandwich.
Not Tony!
Tony!
Yeah,
Tony, you know, he's the guy who owns the deli.
Yeah. I swear to God if you tell me that again.
Columbo does it every time and then eventually Shatner just goes, if you tell me again, I'm gonna kill myself.
Really good line.
And like the most serious tone of voice. Right.
Shatner is generally playing the kind of killer that doesn't get annoyed with Columbo. He's just like, oh no, of course, detective, of course. That's the one point where he's like, I'm so sick of your goddamn bullshit, man.
Well, yeah, also, he quickly sees through a lot of Columbo's bullshit.
Yes, yeah, because he plays a detective on TV, he knows all the detective tricks and knows exactly what Columbo's doing at every moment.
Okay, yeah, I knew I recognized Tony from something.
Oh, what's Tony from?
He's in The Killing, one of the first Kubrick films.
Oh, okay, sure.
He's this, like, kind of wild card assassin who's going to shoot a horse in the middle of a race.
Uh-huh, great.
Yeah, but he's also, like, notably a huge asshole.
Uh-huh.
On set, and, like...
Oh.
Not even in, like, the way that's, like, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the Killing, he decided that he was going to play the character with his teeth clenched the entire time. So he always talks like this, and he's always doing this.
Okay, I would not do that, but, you know, I suppose I'm not a professional actor.
And Kubrick is like, can you please not do that? And he's like, no.
Great.
And then he, like, got hired, you know, to be, like, one of, like, the side characters of The Godfather, and he was like, cool, let me try to find some mob people and invite them to set. And they're like, no.
What the fuck?
We're firing you now.
Okay.
So, yeah, just seems like a weirdo.
Yeah!
Anyway, he's pretty normal in this show.
Pretty regular.
Yeah.
They're like, you can only have him on screen for 10 seconds, because otherwise he's going to do something stupid.
Right.
It's like filming around like a tiger or something.
Yeah.
But he's putting on a big accent, because she's like, oh, you're trying to fucking audition for me again.
Right.
And William Shatner comes in with his ski mask and...
He comes in dressed like D.B. Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, D.B. Cooper was in, like, a suit.
That's right, D.B. Cooper wasn't. Who am I thinking? I don't know. Who am I?
He's kind of Zodiac-ish.
A little bit, yeah.
But he knocks out Tony. And then, you know, drops the voice, and she's like, ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And then she just taunts him. She's like, ah, I still don't think you're gonna fucking do it.
Well, she's just like, think about how stupid this is. You're gonna get caught, you're gonna ruin everything. Just let me go, we'll just call it even, and give me my fucking money. Nope.
And he's wrong. Like, no, I'm gonna shoot you.
No, I think I will shoot you with this gun that I have.
Anyway, Luke, I looked up, it was the Golden Skate Killer who wore a ski mask.
Ah, okay. A lot of killers out there.
A lot of killers. And yeah, she's basically like, bet you won't, and he does.
Right. Again, yeah. What are you gonna do, stab me?
Well.
So yeah, shoots her in the back with her hands raised, though. That's his main fuck-up.
I do, this is a fun little clue.
Yeah.
Yes. I like this one.
Yeah, it's good.
So he books it. I like that they have a master charge accepted here sign.
Uh-huh.
With basically the MasterCard logo. But yeah, then he drives to another place, rips up all the clothes, and then gets back home and is like, "Hey, buddy, you just fell asleep for like a second."
Just like a second or two.
And it's all the stuff that we are talking about of like, he then guides him to like another room and he falls asleep instantly again. And then resets his watch.
Yeah.
And this is also a fuck up.
Yes, because this guy, unbeknownst to him, always sets his watch 5 minutes fast, and he just sets it to the correct time.
Right.
Yes. I love that in the room he takes him, it's all of his, like, a bunch of trophies, a signed, or, like, a framed photo of William Shatner.
Yeah.
And what looks to be, like, a fake, like, bronze bust of his character.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy is, like, every room in his house is like a monument to him.
Right.
But yeah, Columbo shows up and he's, you know, questioning Tony. Tony's like, "Oh yeah, he was kind of a short guy, about your height." He's like, "Average size." Yeah.
Columbo does not appreciate being called short.
just no sells it.
He goes, "Average height." Yeah, or shorter than average. Or shorter.
And so he's... I also remember the sergeant in this scene is Chekhov from Star Trek.
Yes.
Yeah, Principal's losing it.
Yeah. It's a little... They never are on screen at the same time, but it's a little reunion. I mean, they're probably making movies right now. It's weird to hear him not do a bad Russian accent.
I don't even know which guy this is, so...
He's the Russian... he's the guy who's in the deli being like, "Yo, she could have run." And...
Oh, the other detective guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's like, "Oh, you know, she was always such a, you know, friend of the store. You know, she was here, you know, the day that we opened," and they show a photo. And Tony looks like he is projecting death.
Yes. You gotta catch this guy, Lieutenant. You gotta.
Yeah.
"He killed my friend."
But yeah, and then Columbo pretty quickly lands on the thing that her arms was up, so the bullet hole in the dress and the skin is only makes sense if it's like pulled up.
Right, he doesn't explain it yet, but yeah, this is you can see he's him taking figuring note of out. It. Yeah.
Columbo goes to the set and starts walking in the background, like in like the cityscape.
Yeah,
it just starts wandering through stuff. The set dressing.
The other thing I would like, he also notices, like, he didn't even take like her rings and stuff. This is obviously not a robbery,
right?
Yeah, it did take her credit card. It was just the cash.
Yeah,
it was just the cash. Yeah.
Yeah, I love they are like filming a scene and Columbo's walking in like the background of between all these like facades of like buildings. You hear the camera guy like close in on Shatner, like trying not to get this guy.
Right, just get the tight shot in tighter to get Columbo out of it.
Yeah, and then someone starts like getting mad at Columbo and like just get out of there, and he goes the other way.
Yeah. Right back through the window.
It's so good. But eventually they're like, "All right, stop. Like, we just need to get this guy out of here." And then he's like, "Oh, I'm a detective."
Oh, shit. Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
That means you're allowed to ruin our shots however much you want.
Yeah. William Shatner is instantly like, oh, well, I'm a detective, too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really good at this.
I'm Detective Lucerne. And Columbo, of course, him and his wife watch Detective Lucerne every night.
Every damn night.
Yeah.
And immediately you get, like, Columbo's like, oh, I just needed to ask where the husband of the victim was. And he's like, no, you didn't. That's not what you're here for. You would have just gone and asked some, like, his secretary if that's what you were here for. I'm smarter than that, buddy.
Yeah.
You're here, like, because you think it wasn't a random robbery. You think it was, like, a premeditated murder, and you're asking questions.
Yeah. Also, like, a patrolman could do this.
Right.
Like, you're a detective.
Which, I don't know. I'm immediately locked into this. I was like, oh, the killer gets all the Columbo bits and is going to call him on him every time. Hell yes.
The gopher shows up and it's like, Shatner is like, going like, oh God, you know, it's so, I wish they could have been there to stop it. And he's like, Mark Wahlberger, where he's like, listen, I could have stopped it.
Right. It would have gone down differently if I'd been in that deli.
Yeah. And his gopher, like, walks in and is like, no, you were with me watching that ball game, remember? And he's like, no, probably I wasn't. I was
no,
probably
quit
alone.
Lying for me. Quit making an alibi up for me. He's like, what? No, that's what we were doing.
Well,
was
if
it?
You say so.
What? I guess that must... I'm so confused. And, like, you'd be like, right, because Columbo's always suspicious when people remember exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, like, that's the very first episode. It's like, you know, it's so funny. No one can ever remember when I ask them what they were doing unless they're lying to me.
Yeah, no, I know. I just, this didn't occur to me.
Yeah. They don't draw attention to it in this episode.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I'm saying I couldn't figure out why Shatner was acting like that. And I was like, this is bizarre.
Right.
And also he wants the other guy to give
the alibi for him.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not him being like, listen, oh, I got airtight shit.
Right. He's just like, Lieutenant, I've seen Prescription Murder. I haven't.
We filmed that shit.
Right.
And so, yeah, he's basically like, yeah, listen, buddy, I know all this, like, thing of you, like, going around asking, dumb little questions.
Yeah.
You know, I do that shit all the time on my television show.
It's like, oh, wow, you know, you got me, you're so smart. And then eventually Shatter's gonna be like, okay, quit, how about you cut out the act where you're stupid and I'm smart? We both know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're flattering me to trick me into giving something away.
But the husband comes in of the killed and victim. That's the word we use for that.
Yeah.
And most importantly, Shatner gets a bit of his sweater caught on his like. Suit.
Yeah, on a stray thread from his jacket.
Which I assumed at the time was going to be, oh, this is where he screwed up. This is going to, like, unwind him somehow. But no. This is deliberate. He's trying to get a thread off of that shirt.
Oh, I didn't even realize he was doing it deliberately.
Yeah, because he wants to plant that evidence.
I mean, yeah, I just thought it was, like, a happy coincidence when he went and placed it.
No, he's a criminal mastermind, Molly. He's okay. Detective Lucerne.
I mean, I know.
I just feel like you're really disrespecting the Detective Lucerne fandom right now.
I'll disrespect any fandom.
The Detective Lucerne fandom wiki was in fucking shambles after this came out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they're filmed with stuff, so Columbo can't talk to them anymore.
He watch guy for a minute.
Talks to the gopher, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, stupid watch. I paid, like, huge amount of money.
It's $1,000 watch.
It's a platinum watch.
He's like, I've never seen a $1,000 watch before. Can I see that shit? And he's like, it's a piece of shit. It lost 5 minutes overnight.
And Columbos. Like, oh, I mean, like, well, that's not how watches
that's
go.
That's not how watches work, especially not $1,000 watches.
And then he's like, looks at it like, no, your time's right. He's like, yeah, but I always put it 5 minutes ahead because, you know, this thing's always about being on time, and so it's better to be there early.
Right.
Then Columbo's like, all right, I'll just put that in my head. In the background, there's someone petting a rabbit, I think. No, kangaroo.
Is that a little kangaroo?
I think that's a little Joey.
Tiny little guy.
This is something that I'm always a big fan of, is when you're on a movie set or like a TV set, there should just be random shit happening in the background.
Right, you want like... Sure. Even though they don't do these kind of movies anymore, they're, like, filming a Swords and Sandals epic on one lot. They're filming, a romantic period drama on another.
Yes.
You just want every scene in a back lot to be, like, the end of Blazing Saddles.
Yes. Or the entirety of Hail Caesar.
Yeah.
I need, like, someone in, like, a 1950s... spaceman helmet, like, sitting next to catering someone in a Swords and Sandals. This is right. How... This is what we need in life.
To heal as a country.
Yes. But yeah, Columbo starts asking around just all the various working folk of the thing.
Oh, I see how you know it's supposed to be universal.
Yes. And then he meets what is 100% truly the real shark from Jaws. We promise.
For sure.
How cool is it? I feel like it looked different in the movie.
Especially because it got blown up.
Yeah. Because this is the most goofy, googly-eyed shark.
He's like, oh my god.
Yeah. I don't believe this is before the theme park has opened up.
Uh-huh.
But they are doing the tours at this point, and they have, this is the Amityville tours. Or, like, the Universal Studios tour, this is their Amityville set.
I see. Man, Amityville tours is a good name for that, though.
Yeah. You can even see, like, the Amity Island billboard with the, like, shark graffiti in the background.
Oh, you're right, yeah, I didn't notice that last night, but yeah.
It's always, like... something I think about, like, man, Spielberg got his start on this show, and now they are, like, in a theme park attraction based on one of his movies.
Right. Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
And Spielberg's at this point at, like, the seasoned old age of, like, 27 or something.
Yeah, he's a veteran at this point.
Old man!
Yeah, this is when the guy's like, oh yeah, I was playing chess with my lawyer. And oh, my lawyer's in Rome right now, so good luck fucking finding him.
Right.
And then also is like, yeah, it's so weird, because like, even though they weren't like romantically involved, she always took his side, especially with like financial like matters.
Yeah.
And then also Columbo's like, so was she, like, fucking anyone on the side?
Right, this guy's like, listen, I get why you think that, but no, she just sucked.
Yeah, she was just rude, mean.
Yeah, I'm fucking someone on the side, but you don't know about that yet. I mean, you probably do, but...
Right.
Yeah, oh, something we did mention is that... the call where she says that she's going to go to the deli was made in William Shatner's makeup room.
Yeah, and like his trailer.
Yeah, and so there's only like 4 people who could know about it. Columbo meets back up with William Shatner and is like giving him updates on the case. And it's like, oh, you know, we're working well together.
Right, because he's very much, oh, as Detective Lucerne, I'll help you solve this one, Lieutenant.
Yeah, oh, wait till I tell my wife. I'm working with Detective Lucerne. You solve way more cases than I do.
I am just fully in on every scene of Shatner and Falk together. I'm just like, yeah! Yeah!
This is when they have him do, like, a little circle in the back, which if you watch the scene with the Jaws, Columbo, Peter Falk already has the circle drawn on his back.
Oh, that's funny.
I was looking for it in scenes after this, but I didn't see it, so that's really funny, actually.
Yeah. They obviously weren't sure of the order of it.
Right.
And yeah, it's him pointing out, like, oh, when your arms are up, you know, your clothes right up. And so, you know, that means, like, you know, we know that she was killed when with her arms raised, which doesn't make sense, the fact that she was moving away from the killer.
Yeah.
I forgot why Columbo goes to his house. To show the sketch. And then Columbo's like, alright, time for me to leave, and then cannot get out of this man's house.
Right, the guy's got like 3 locks, and you have to turn them all in like a certain combination to get out, and like, that's only like 6 permutations, but it's beyond Columbo.
Yeah. My man has a mist, you gotta be a NASA scientist to...
Yeah.
Open locks these days.
Well, you sure do lock yourself in here, sir. Of course, you're right to do it. It's dangerous out there. And then as soon as he gets out, he one more things him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of, is this where, they found, like, traces of makeup inside of the ski mask.
Yes. Yes. And so he's like, oh, it must be a woman then. Definitely a woman.
That explains why they were so short.
And then Club is like, yeah.
He's like, yeah. Except for, like, he definitely said it was a man's voice. I don't...
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I guess you could really change your voice up.
Yeah.
Listen, don't clock to Columbo. This is...
And then once Columbo's gone, he retrieves the gun that he still had hidden away, goes and puts it back in the prop room, but, like, takes that thread he got from the other guy and, like, wraps it around the trigger.
Yeah. Man, it is a difference in that these are all just, like, real-ass guns.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they use real-ass guns in movies today. You know, that awful thing happened a year or two ago.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm just saying that, like, 90% of film shoots don't do that anymore.
Oh, really? That was already kind of, like, not a thing?
Yes.
I see.
Basically, after The Crow...
Sure, yeah.
Like, they have started where it's like, it is like special built guns.
Right.
That like, have certain things. And then, especially once CGI has started.
Right, then you just CGI in the gunshots.
Yeah. And, like, that is one of the things I've not seen anyone complain about.
I've seen some complaints that, like, well, then, like, the actor has to, like, act out the recoil and everything, and it's not as quite, it loses some reality to it.
A lot of directors, I don't think, and especially stunt people, are not, like...
Oh, sure.
Like, because there's always, when that kind of stuff happens, and, like, you know, something that's kind of mundane gets replaced by CGI.
Right.
There's always going to be the person who's like, no, we got to do this for real, like they did in the old days.
Yeah.
That's very much not, like, I know the John Wick movies are famously like, no, we, like, all the guns on set don't even have, like, exit holes.
Right.
Like, they don't have barrels, they're just, you know, made to look like guns.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Columbo goes to this guy's, to William Shatner's... dressing room and puts on his shoes and hat.
Okay, this is deranged. Columbo!
Columbo, here's what should have happened. William Shatner should have walked in here, seen Columbo standing in his shoes, called the fucking police station, and gotten him fired instantly.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Columbo's only defense is, I'm a little guy.
And yeah, that does not cover it.
I got a little carried away, I guess.
It's little guy on little guy violence, okay? And that, it's just not... Columbo, you can't be doing shit. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is one of the most unhinged things Columbo's ever done. The idea of somebody breaking into my private space and wearing my shoes is
my
just...
My shoes?
So viscerally disgusting to me. I mean, the point is he's noting how, like, much of a lift the guy's shoes have, but he had that without putting them on.
Yeah, you saw it. It's pretty apparent from the shoes when we looked at them on the camera.
No, Columbo is smiling like a madman when he's putting on those shoes. He's just having a great time.
Yeah.
Columbo might be a pervert for this.
A
little bit of a foot freak moment, if I might say so.
Not in the way you normally think of foot freaks, but no. Yeah.
Yeah. But Columbo is like, oh yeah, like, you know, don't worry, I will tell you when you're a short guy too.
Right.
And then also is like, also, it's probably not a woman because it's stage makeup.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of different types of, you know, shades of makeup, you know, indicating different skin tones, indicating that it was something from the costume department.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, I know ladies and they don't change shades that often.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're going out to film the scene, and Columbo's continuing to ask him stuff about this, about, you know, his, how he got found, and, like, if the name he's using is his real name or a stage name, and William Shatner gives him another fake name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charles Kipling.
Yes. But Charles Kipling ran into a bit of trouble in Canada, which is where I'm from, so... Ward.
Yeah, Ward Farlow or whatever. Lord Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad, that's right.
I wanted to say Burt Ward, but that's not it.
Nope, that's Batman. That's Robin.
That's Robin.
I don't remember what his fucking name is.
Last name is Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it's William Shatner.
Yeah, I think it's Ward Farlow. I think it was right the first time.
Oh, is Ward his first name? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Ward Fowler.
Fowler.
I remember seeing, like, on the outside of his thing, it just says Ward, and I was like, that must be his last name then.
Right.
But no. Columbo goes into the husband of the victim, and is like, hey, we found your lawyer. You definitely weren't playing chess for, like, 10 hours.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, you're right, Columbo. Let me call my secretary. And he makes her say that, yeah, we were at my place.
We were together.
We were having a different type of adult sleepover.
Yes.
I like the husband's on the phone, and Columbo walks in, and he's, like, pointing that, like, oh, the secretary let me in. And the guy's like, get out. He's like, no, a lot of hand gesticulation. But yeah, so he was sleeping with his secretary. Columbo was like, all right, so totally normal shit. Then Columbo goes to William Shatner's house.
This is basically the end of the episode, right?
Yeah.
It's a long, like, drawn out, like... Oh, this rocks so hard.
Why did he show him the fucking camera thing?
He's just too egotistical. He can't, he's so self-assured that he can't get caught on anything. That, yeah, no, I'll gladly show you every part of how I did it, because you can't prove shit.
Yeah.
It also is like, wants to show off how rich he is.
Yeah. But at this point, he goes into character as Detective Lucerne.
Like, yeah.
Let me speak to you as Detective Lucerne. I think you should suspect Ward Fowler. I think he clearly did it.
Yeah, but like...
And it's like building the case against himself to make Columbo take the opposite side and show why the case doesn't work.
Yeah.
This is... Yeah. I'm sorry. This is some of the best shit that's been in this TV show.
I think this is kind of mid.
This
honest.
Is the best!
No.
I'm glad you like it, Luke.
I'm glad you're having fun, man, but like...
Man.
I
don't know you people anymore.
I got really tired of this. I'm playing a different guy in a different guy shit pretty quick. got pretty bored. I'm like, can we wrap this shit up? What do you mean you? This is another 10 minutes.
No, God. this is everything I want in life.
I do like that it just goes from this scene, and then Columbo invites everyone from the case in, and it's like, arrest that man.
Yeah.
Right. Right, like, it's a long battle of wits between them, where William Shatner's like, well, I guess I definitively win. And then Columbo's like, oh yeah, one more thing. Let me bring in all the proof that you're stupid. I've got a guy outside with your fingerprints on the bullet that killed her. But by all means, let's have this conversation, you dumb fuck.
That part of it kicks ass. But this part where I have to sit through 10 minutes of William Shatner and Peter Falk talking about nothing.
I think that moment doesn't hit unless you have the 10 minutes.
It's too long.
No, it's great. Give me a half hour of it.
No, Jesus Christ.
Give me a full-length motion picture that's just this scene.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but, like, if you were, like, going, like, oh, yeah, they could cut it by 5 minutes, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
I don't even, like, when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, this is fun. Yeah. And then, like, the longer it went, I was like, okay, guys.
I'm kicking my feet up. I am luxuriating in this scene.
I'm happy for you, man. I think it's good, but, like, it's not top five Columbos good.
It is top five Columbo. This might be better than the Magician episode.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I do like Columbo just at the end being like, now it was really brave of you to show me the video, like, how you, like, set all of this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Will Shatner was like, ah, shit. and then, yeah, this gotcha doesn't feel like it is an ass pull, even though it's...
Right.
Oh, no, like, no, yeah, this makes perfect sense.
No, and yeah, the way they play it is so good to me, because he's like, you remembered to wipe your fingerprints off the gun, but not off of the bullet casing. And William Shatner's reaction he just immediately breaks and he's just like, ah, shit, god damn it.
He's like, god damn it, I knew I forgot something, fuck.
Fuck! All right, fine, arrest me, damn it.
Yeah, he's just like, I knew I had to fuck up somewhere.
He, like, doesn't have a meltdown, it's more like Columbo beat him at Uno.
A little bit,
that's
yeah.
That's the level of mad he is about it.
And he's like, listen, I basically don't regret killing her until this moment when I'm caught.
Right, the only thing I'm mad about is that I didn't get away with it.
William Shatner's gloating, he's been talking for 5 minutes, and Columbo just goes, oh, but sir, you forgot to say Uno.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he goes to the Shadow Realm.
He goes straight to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good episode, but, like, I'm not going crazy.
I think you have residual anger at Columbo for making you sit through the turd last week, and it's coloring your perception.
I mean, I think Molly is just lower on Columbo than me.
Last week...
Listen, 2 weeks ago, you loved that Magician episode. Now you're like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I think simply we are different people with different things.
I'm just saying, I think that the... I think last week's episode was so bad that it's lowered your overall opinion of the show.
I mean, that's not true.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I want to come into this with an open heart. I would like to love Columbo.
Sure.
I just don't think it's that good.
Like I said, it's got its ups and downs, but for me, this is all the way up. This episode's got legs that go all the way up.
Now we know why you like it.
Makes sense.
You guys want a question? I think you just got one.
Yeah.
From @ScarChomp. Favorite Star Trek captain? Come on, I know at least one of you nerds has opinions on that.
I think the only Star Trek I've ever watched is those handful of original series episodes I've seen.
I've seen, like, 2 Next Generations episodes, and that's it.
I have probably seen the most Star Trek here.
Yes, you absolutely have.
Yes, and that I've, like, watched most of all of this, or I've watched some of all of the series. And I think Picard's my man.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I just really like, you know, Patrick Stewart as an actor.
Sure, definitely.
Yeah.
I like how big a swing it is from previous captains. I gotta watch more of DS9 to see some Sisko.
Mm-hmm.
Because people really love him, and I think it's a people make compelling arguments.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still the thing, but I remember for years, as someone that doesn't care about Star Trek, of, like, the opinion be like, yeah, no one really watches Deep Space Nine, but that's secretly the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that happens every so often, of, like, what becomes, like, the secretly, this is the best Star Trek.
Right.
Like, I know people were trying with that stuff with Enterprise, like, the recent one?
One
Star Trek. No, that's Discovery.
Discovery, sorry, yeah.
But, like, Enterprise was, like, the one that was, like, oh, this is the first manned, like, you know, the first, like, 5-year journey into space.
I see.
This is the first Enterprise.
I feel like part of it's gotta just be the Star Trek that I happened to watch when I was young and impressionable. It was secretly the best one, even though people don't like it as much.
100%, yeah. Although, that's kind of what I was getting to, and, like, with Enterprise, people have been like, no!
Okay, not even that one, okay.
People have been, it's more like, not like, this is good, actually, it's more like, there was some stuff in there.
You know, hey, it's got a little bit. It's got some things going for it.
Yeah, like, you know, definitely, like, has some interesting ideas, maybe not that well, you know, put together, but...
Right.
Although I did almost say Captain Pike from the newest Strange New World is really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a kind of a good mix of Kirk and Picard.
Okay.
Where he's like very kind of like, you know, intellectual dude, but he'll get fucking rowdy.
Yeah.
Star Trek. It's a good show, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's been going for, like, 60 years for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's... I think the person, like, the lady who did the original Bring Back Star Trek just recently passed away.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She was, like, 96, so, like...
Jeez.
Yeah, jeez.
No, good life, and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more the fact that she can... is, like, time is such that she's capable of being that old.
Yes. But, yeah, like, the fact that she was just, like... such a huge fan of it. It made this, like, 60 years. Like, you know, multi-million dollar franchise. Yeah, so no. Other than that, no questions. I accidentally put this on only people who follow me can reply.
Oh.
Because
I've been asking a lot of, like, or, like, making a lot of posts that I don't want people I don't know interacting with.
Right.
Sure.
And so it just did that. Listen, I'm tweeting about Kendrick and Drake and...
Right.
About computer help. I don't want, like, random randos and bots in my mentions.
Totally.
Yeah. That's why I don't go on Maven anymore.
Also a smart idea.
It's not entirely true, but...
But anyway, yeah, that's it for questions. Molly.
Luke, where can I find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at SSJ Speed Racer. You can find other shows that I do on AudioEntropy.com, primarily Eidolon Playtest, an award-winning actual play RPG podcast, IGM, both campaigns of it that release in alternating weeks, Eidolon Disco and Eidolon Ska. Eidolon Disco, all about 70s teens, Eidolon Ska, all about 2090s teens, getting into adventures.
That's true.
Yeah, you go listen to it. Listen. We're doing something really cool very soon, and you should go listen to it.
It's good to be caught up.
It's good to be caught up on Eidolon Playtest, the award-winning actual play RPG podcast from Audio Entropy.
I'm always saying this. Okay, great. Ashley, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me at yearlybirthin underscore on Twitter and Dash on Tumblr. You also find me at patreon.com/AshleyLeeMinor.
Give Ashley your fucking money.
Give Ashley your fucking money.
Now, Molly.
Yeah, I was like, dude, it's too early. I'm not ready.
I was trying to fucking surprise you, okay?
It worked. You can find me at your friend Molly, the Y-E-R. On Twitter and co-host. You can find me over on idmail.com, secondbestgame.club. I don't know, dude. Apparently I can't talk anymore. Audioentropy.com. Hit the donate button. The upper right-hand corner gives a little money for hosting for the website. Appreciate if you could do that. Thank you for doing so. Also, leave us a review, places. Tell people to listen to the podcast. We're not going to advertise our Columba podcast, so, yeah. Just... listen to it.
Right.
Tell people to listen to it.
Come yell at Ashley and Molly for being wrong about this episode.
You can try yelling at me and it's not going to work.
This episode. Yeah. Listen, if you want to take a fight on that, Molly is the Kendrick of this.
Luke Nation, rise up. That's all I'm saying.
I'm over here chilling. I'm just vibing. I wasn't even going to say anything like bad about this episode.
Uh-huh.
I was going to be like, yeah, it's pretty good. And here we are now.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's a pretty good app.
Ashley, get us out of here.
Until next time. One more thing.
Sorry, what's that?
I need to tell you, Luke, I'm wearing your shoes.
No!
And I'm wearing them on the wrong feet.
No! That's my bit!
And I'm also wearing your monocle.
I've lost that thing for decades at this point!
Columbo would do this and to you if he was investigating you for murder.
He would, and I'd be so mad. I'd be just steamed.
He would show up, Luke looked out.
Ugh.
I said, now it seems like you're a kind of guy who used to have some looks. All right.
I don't have to take this.
Dog.